Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is your Sonicast.
It's Sonicast time, and you got your girl Son in the building.
DC is chilling.
And your player partner, G Biz.
You know, the Bay has, the world has been going through so much stuff lately, and I feel like, you know, the Bay has been highlighted in so many negative ways. We've got these people quick to pick up the phone on people of color, just, you know, trying to enjoy their afternoon or participating in some kind of activity where they're trying to raise some funds or whatever it might be. And it's just, you know, unnecessary. But a phone call to the police station is nowhere as near disgusting, upsetting, heartbreaking than a man feeling like he has the right to go ahead and take a young lady's life on the BART platform.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked about Nia Wilson as far as the Sonicast goes thus far, because we were trying to wait until they caught this cat and then see exactly what charges they're going to be putting against him. And we're at that point now where he's getting not only attempted murder, but murder charge. And, you know, I hate to say it because I value life, my own, my daughter's, y'all's, everybody tuned in highly. But there's just some people that make you feel like death is the only answer. And I hate to say that because, again, I'm not God. I can't pass judgment on you. But some folks do things that make you so enraged and disgusted. And, you know, damn near you're trying to play God. So I'm going to look at you like it's time for you to go. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's clear that he's the one. There's video footage. There's witnesses. Is him going down going to be enough just to go to prison? I mean, shout out to my homies over there at San Quentin that be tuned in and listening to us and, you know, are a positive part of what we do here in the community. United Players and everything. My people's over there that work with the inmates over there. And, you know, I know when he, if he ends up over there, if he's not isolated, it's going to be a problem. But again, like, I can't get this feeling out of my heart, DC and G Biz, that I just don't want to even know this cat is breathing anymore. And I don't even like that of myself, that somebody is out there that makes me feel this way.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was something that hit a lot of folks in the heart, whether or not you, you know, have children, whether or not you use public transportation, like if you are just walking in the streets, like the idea that, you know, you could be minding your business and someone could just walk up and take your life or the life of someone who, you know, you care for is unsettling to a high degree. And, you know, these folks are saying that this cat murdered Nia Wilson, you know, that he had bipolar disorder. They were saying he had schizophrenia, that he hadn't gotten any mental health treatments and this and that or what have you. He was formerly incarcerated and a felon. And they're, like, tacking on all these excuses to, you know, what the issue or at hand is, and I still don't have any, you know,
remorse.
None. Like, I don't have, like, I can't like think to myself like, oh, okay, well, because he had this issue, then he should be treated as anything other than a murderer, because I just don't have the source in my head to even get with trying to, you know, give this man any excuse for this.
Well, let me start off by saying, fuck him. that's gonna be my first thing out. And man, rest in peace, rest in power, and blessings to the spirit of Nia Wilson. That's gonna be the first thing out of my mouth. John Lee Cowell, I don't give a fuck if he had mental issues. I don't care if the man was high. I'm not worried about none of that, because this is not any different, DC, Sada G, from the narrative that we see when we have white men who have committed terrorist acts, right. acts of terror in the community against people of color. They always want to play this narrative of, oh man, it's well, it was mental health issues. You look at these kids that lost their lives down at Sandy Hook because a man came out. This young man came and started fucking shooting up the fucking school. Yeah. What did they say? Oh well, he was sick. He was ill. He was hurt. He was this. He was that. That doesn't take away the fact that he took lives away from innocent people.
Right. And then it comes back on people of color. Oh well, he's just black.
Exactly. So nobody's worried about that. But this young woman's family has to go and bury her when they were looking forward to seeing her walk across the graduation stage. You know what I'm saying? That's something that her father can never see that joy. Yeah, never. So, you know, I'm not worried about him being sick. I don't care what the issue was. You know what I mean? He was clearly sane enough to change his clothes after he committed the crime. He was sane enough to throw away the murder weapon, right? He was clearly fine when he was taking thug photos and all up in the fucking, you know, mirrors and shit, mm-hmm. putting his grill on and trying to look like he was, you know, street or whatever the fuck. I don't want to hear none of that. Okay, whether you lock him up, whether you put him away, whether you go ahead and sentence him with death, I'm not worried about none of that. Just get this motherfucker off the street, because that baby will never come back, and her family will always have to deal with the trauma of seeing her lose her life senselessly because somebody felt like they were God.
Yeah, that whole, you know, there's people, and, you know, in no way, shape, or form are we disrespecting the people that really fight, and that's the key word.
Yeah.
Fighting their mental illness.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people that just, you know, they hear voices and they have thoughts, but the key there, again, which this cat has had a history
mm-hmm.
of making bad decisions.
Yes.
His family has restraining orders against this cat, but you don't have the want or desire to be better.
Right.
Your desire was to get on a late night BART train, pick on, and what, 90 pound?
Look how small she was.
Young, beautiful girl mm-hmm. from Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And end her life by sticking a fucking knife in her neck.
Right.
That was your desire.
Mm-hmm.
Not to go and seek professional help. Not to make amends with your family so somebody could fucking help you.
Right.
You're okay being out here insane and a murderer. I don't want you here no more.
Man.
I don't give a fuck what they do to you.
Right.
Because, as you said, like, it makes me teary-eyed even putting myself in the position of being these parents
mm-hmm.
and getting that phone call.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, that's real. I mean, this young lady, you know, she had goals and dreams and wanted things for her life and didn't get to you know, even push into any of that. You know, she was planning on graduating. She was planning on joining the Army, or, you know, she wanted to be a paramedic. You know, she was making music with her friends and thought maybe she might be able to, you know, get into that one day. Like, you know, I remember being and just having a thought being 17 or 18 years old in East Oakland and not knowing whether or not I would see my mid-20s mm-hmm. or different things like that mm-hmm. because of friends who were losing their lives due to, you know, kind of for them it was they were just in the stuff, you know what I mean, and they were losing their lives or they were going to prison based on that, and that was what I had to look at and see around me and go, well, you know what, I have plans and I have goals, and but I don't know if I'll ever get there. But my thought was never that I would just be walking and somebody would just assault me out of the blue,
like a savage, though, like a fucking animal, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? And again, DC, as you're saying right now, it boils down to choices. Yep. Everybody is given choices mm-hmm. in this world.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the shit you talking about is lightweight, the same people on the same people fucking mm-hmm. up mm-hmm. and killing each other mm-hmm. over some street shit.
Right.
Which is not cool either.
That's fuck shit too.
That's fuck shit too. Yeah. But this man is ill.
Yeah.
And to be completely honest with everybody, you should have turned that fucking knife on yourself. Like, if you feel that you want to play God and end a young life because you see this beautiful young lady and it's in your mind that you got to do something, maybe just cut those lights out. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to say that. And I hate that anybody in this world makes me feel this way, because mm-hmm. that's not me ever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see something like this, blood, like, it kills you inside. It kills me. You guys aren't even parents. And you know that it's like crazy. Like, What the fuck? Y'all just picking people off?
Yeah. And the most, I feel, gut-wrenching thing around it is the simple fact that, you know, you're just going through your day. The girl was going through her day.
She was celebrating
the life of
her boyfriend,
of her ex-boyfriend,
who had
passed away, you know, just trying to get home. I'm in this community every day.
You by MacArthur BART station.
All the time. I'm in North Oakland. I'm in East Oakland. I'm all around the O. You know what I mean? I'm there at that BART station often.
Regularly,
very often.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I mean? I have people who I love in that community. And not only was he able to fucking take this girl's life, injure her sister, but then walk down the stairs. Nobody stopped him.
Yeah.
Not one person tackled him. Hey, that guy just hurt somebody, stabbed somebody, killed somebody. Not one stop. It took about damn near 12 to 15 hours before they released any type of footage, photos, or anything of this man. You know, he was just out on the fucking loose, walking around. We didn't know where the hell he was. You know? And then when the police walked up to him, when they finally found him, how calmly?
Do you have an ID?
Yeah. Hey, are you this man? Yes. Asked him twice just to make sure. Took his identification and just peacefully. Well, we have to take you in. There's a manhunt for you. Are you serious? And you look at images like that, and then you look at images like what happened to Oscar Grant. Mm. He wasn't even involved in a fight. That was happening on the BART train.
Guns out.
But they had this man guns out on his stomach, hands already cuffed behind his back, Sana G, knee into the back of his neck. And then you still pull the trigger on this boy. Now, this is what's wrong with America. You have one side, a group of people who have privilege, whether you believe it or not, whether you think you do or not, whether you go through your life and you purposely try to use it or not, it's there because you have the complexion for it.
Right.
And you have another group of people, oftentimes like minorities, whether it's brown, black, whatever you might want to call it, people who always have to deal with proving themselves as human.
Yeah.
That's the fucking problem. We don't value life if we look across from us and it's somebody who's different. And we need to stop that shit because you got people walking around here who probably saw this man as a hero and it could come back and try to fucking play the same shit and say, you know what? I'm going to do that because John Lee Cowell did it. Come on, man. We need to stop this bullshit. It's too much madness out here.
Well, I tell you what, though. I was at the rally for Nia downtown and some young men with swastika jackets decided that they were going to walk into the crowd.
Oh, no, you're not.
And I'm going to tell you one thing about my Oakland, California is we are not with the shenanigans.
Man. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I said this, I was talking to Lex on Monday when the situation happened because there was supposedly this white supremacist rally that was supposed
to. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I was going downtown.
Make Westy.
And I was like, you know, me and the homies are going over there.
Period.
We're like, because that's my area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I take up space on that block, whether at SoMar, at Make Westing, at Dogwood.
Mm-hmm.
That's where me and my homies are at. So you're not about to come to where me and my homies are at regularly and then basically, like, make it to where we don't feel at home or we're disinvited. And we went down there. We were just like, we were just going to have drinks. I wasn't trying to fight nobody or put hands on nobody. But
also, it's a public place.
It's a public place.
Yes.
And you're not going to come somewhere and make me feel unwelcome in my own neighborhood.
Well, that's why they planned it there.
And then we all showed up and none of them really did show up. And then when the rally for Nia started outside, a couple people decided that they were going to come on the block. And what they found out was,
you ain't welcome here.
Not only are you not welcome here, the police had to put them in the back of the cars to make sure that
they weren't injured.
They weren't injured because it was about to be some injuries.
Yeah.
There's going to be some smoke over there. You can't have that energy and come around where we at. So if you do have the idea, like Biz said, that you're going to be like, hey, well, you know what? I'm about to go around and I'm about to take out black people.
Yeah.
Guess what? Our heads have been on swivel in the past.
Yes.
And they are on swivel again.
Yeah.
And we ain't with the bullshit. So
I don't really know. I'm not going to lie. My mom and dad aren't fans, mm-hmm. right? They're old school Mexican folks mm-hmm. that grew around up around no black people. Mm-hmm. So when I brought that first melanated king home, my mom's smile disappeared.
Oh, wow.
Because they weren't exposed to that.
Right.
And had this idealism. Mm-hmm. Now, or whatever they thought about it, now my dad be thirsting on Beyonce. But what I appreciate and respect, uh-huh. my mother, may she rest in peace, but by now she would have leveled out too.
Yeah, bless up.
Was that he adjusted,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He recognized, like, we're in a different space and time now.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck I was told before mm-hmm. or whatever I might have witnessed mm-hmm. doesn't go across the board to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm just speaking for my father, but I'm saying, like, I don't know how people, unless you got your ass beat at school every day by a person of color,
mm-hmm.
unless your sister or mother or somebody was raped and robbed or whatever, I don't understand how you just develop this fucking hatred for a person's skin color. Like, we all bleed the same,
mm-hmm.
right? So when I sit there and try to understand, are you people just trying to be a part of a group because you feel unaccepted
mm-hmm.
by the group that you're trying to say you hate so much?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is it about a person's darker skin color, a different hair texture,
mm-hmm.
you know, a different whatever, body type, or whatever the case may be? What the fuck pisses you off so much that you have to make it your point on a daily basis to put yourself, your life in danger walking into the middle of Oakland
mm-hmm.
when you know that we're having a rally for a young black right. woman that was murdered?
Right.
What in your mind, do you have a death wish? Your hatred is so thick and deep that you just want to go out there and show out, look like a fucking idiot. I don't understand it at all.
The amount of unmitigated gall that it took for those dudes. Almost, you know what? And I hate to say it like this. Like it almost is like, I don't want to use the word admirable, but just like, yo, like how much passion.
So hold
right.
on. How much passion?
It's a lot of
you
hate
have to have
yeah.
about hating folks.
But based off of fucking what though?
It's right.
It's a lot of hateful gusto there.
Yeah.
In DC.
What know? The fuck happened to you?
But you know, Sana, we don't have enough time to get into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, damn.
Listen, make me bring my books out.
Good
the
right. But I mean, you know, again, we have to understand that right now in America, We're in some trying times. This is a hotbed of times that we are going through. And as it relates to people feeling a way about a certain, you know, other group of people, we have to remember that oftentimes we have been conditioned, whether we see it or not, through the images that we see on television that relate one group of people, right? The social norms that we are put into and pushed upon, right, through television shows like Cops and all this other bullshit that go through movies, and the bad man is always the dark man, and darker skin is always related with being wrong, and all that shit it builds up. And then when you have people who want to be a part of a group and want to be a part of something, they look to latch onto that. And a lot of this ignorance goes right into that privilege. So it all builds on top of each other, and they start to feel entitled to do so, entitled to carry this hate out.
Oh, you mean like images like when a young girl gets murdered by somebody and they put a picture of her holding a gun on TV?
Well, I wasn't going to preach, my brother, like, but that, amen. But,
okay, well.
Well, at least they got it together. Shout out to Frank Somerville. But, you know, I always say this, and, you know, this goes beyond, because there's people out there killing their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people just turning a gun on whoever the fuck walks in front of it because yeah. they are not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not giving this cat any excuses because, again, I'll repeat myself. I don't give a fuck what happens to you.
Not at all.
But I know that there are people out there that have mental illnesses.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only do they think about taking other people's lives, but their own.
Yeah.
And there are institutions and help for you out there. But my message mainly is for the kids, because before I jumped into this radio shit, I wanted to be a counselor for juveniles.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is not always the case, because some people you just cannot help. Mm-hmm. But everything begins and ends at home. You know when your child is acting different. If you're paying attention, and that is my PSA and call out to the parents out there, whether you're pregnant, you got a newborn, you got a teenager going through things, you got a middle schooler that's getting into fights, whatever it is, you have to sit down and take the time to genuinely care about what your child has going on. Fuck your boyfriend, fuck your girlfriend. If it has to go this far, fuck your wife, fuck your husband. Fuck your coworkers, fuck the gym. Fuck whatever dinner date you got, all that shit, because you are responsible for raising a human being and a good one.
Right.
And if they need help, they need it from you first to help them find it if you can't do it. I know that on a daily basis, I'm making time to hear out my daughter and the things she has going on, pointing out the things where she could have made a better decision, where, you know, maybe she did great. And it's not about just highlighting the negative shit. The good shit that they do, you got to highlight that too. But it begins and ends with your efforts as a parent, and be responsible. And again, if it's out of your control, it's out of your hands, you don't know how to handle it, don't try. Get your child the help that they need. And I know counselors are expensive, but they also offer some stuff probably at your job that you don't know about. And they also offer community and free stuff. Because everybody is in this. It takes a village to help these people out. These people, I'm not saying the parents of this cat, what's his
name? John Lee Cowell.
That they might have tried. But at some point they gave up. You know what I'm saying?
And Sana G, let's not overlook the fact that a lot of people just don't have family structure like that. And they haven't been blessed with the same type of families that we have. Where we had just consistent love and people in our lives who gave a fuck. There are a lot of people who go through that. But like you said, it takes a village. We all need to make it our point and our duty to make sure that if there's people that we know, that we see, that we have relationships with, that we care to make sure that they are taken care of properly. Mentally, physically, spiritually. I know people who are schizophrenic and bipolar, numerous ones. I knew them when they weren't on their meds. I've known them while they have been on their meds. So I've seen erratic behavior from mentally unstable people numerous times. I understand how dangerous it is. I understand how off they really could be in certain spells. But I've also been there to give them shoes if they needed. I've also been there to give them the shirts that they needed. I've also been there to give them rides wherever they needed to go to make sure that they were safe and they weren't in any danger, nor were they in any danger to anyone else, because I gave a fuck. Whether I was extremely close to them, whether we were family, I know it on all sides, you know? But that's why it's important to see each other as human beings. That's the bottom of it all. That's the bottom of it all. If we don't value each other for being living, breathing humans, then we can never understand how this thing is supposed to work. We are not supposed to be separated. It's supposed to be one human race. And we need more love in order to ensure that shit like this never fucking happens again.
But unfortunately, it probably will.
I mean, that's the life we live. That's the world we live in.
But that's why we do things like we're doing right now. And it's a call out for you, your humanity, your heart, your whatever, to pay attention, man. Teach these kids to be safe on top of everything else. Be in tune with what the hell they got going on. And just do your part. And I'm not talking about picking up the fucking phone to call somebody because somebody got a barbecue grill out. That ain't your job. Your job is to worry about what the fuck you raising at home, and don't teach them that shit.
I mean, I would add to what you're saying, Sana. As much as folks are calling the police on people opening their lemonade stands, as much as you're calling the police on people who are barbecuing or who are selling water,
hot dogs,
or whatever the case is,
in the pool,
Much as you are observing and reporting on things like that, following a kid who bought, you know, some iced tea from the store down the street, as much as y'all are doing that, let's keep that same energy. For watching out for the people who are around you.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that people are safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you see somebody who looks nervous in a certain position, addressing that and asking them if they're okay. You know, if you see somebody walking through the dark somewhere and you feel comfortable enough, hey, do you, you know, are you walking to your car? Can I walk you to your car? Whatever the case is, just, you know what I mean? Just as much as we are watching out for shit that don't matter.
Right.
Let us start.
Participate.
Participating in and watching out for the things that do.
Yeah.
And
again, blessings, love, and prayers go out to the family of Nia Woods, Nia Wilson. May that young girl's soul be at rest, man. And I hope that her family truly does feel the sweet taste of justice. And man, let's just be better as people.
Straight up. Your life is being celebrated, baby.
Yes.
Nia Wilson, boy, there's beautiful artwork being done. People are gathering that you've never even met, celebrating your life and your beauty. And, you know, the Bay Area got you, boo.
Yes.
May you rest in peace.
Yes.
But I appreciate y'all being tuned in. The Sonicast is our podcast. Hit that subscribe button so you can rock with us anytime we open our mouths to talk about something a little deeper. And of course, you can check us out on the morning show over there on KMEL, Sonic G Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. So hit that iHeartRadio app. It's free. iTunes podcast button on your phone. We'll holla.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.